Welcome to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. In 2024, we are placing particular focus on the mission and values of HP Global in an effort to level set for all employee owners what these mean and how each of us can exemplify them each day. These communications are intended for the employees of HP Global. We recognize that the general public will have access. The views expressed in these communications represent Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global and may not apply to broader audiences. On our podcast today, we have HP Global CEO Bob Whalen. We also have with us Stacy Baum. Stacy is the HP Mechanical Vice President of People and Culture. Welcome back, everyone, to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast. Today, we have with us CEO Bob Whalen, and we also have Stacy Baum. Today, we're going to be covering what it means for HP Global to be a great place to work and kind of defining that further. So, Bob, if you just kind of want to start us off with some opening remarks about your thoughts on this topic.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate it. I think the first thing is we recognize that a great place to work varies by person. And because, you know, everybody has different goals and preferences, you know, really what, you know, I think is important as the CEO, as I think it's important for HP Global to define what a great place to work is for us as an employer, so that our employee owners and potential employee owners have clear expectations of what we expect in the business. And, furthermore, at HP Global, we give our divisions a certain level of autonomy to create an environment that's a great place to work, you know, for that specific division. But at HP Global, we want to set an overarching, you know, expectation of what it means to be a great place to work. And you can think about this a lot like our core values. You know, this overarching, you know, expectation is something that's constant within all areas of HP Global, but there's a great level of autonomy given, you know, to the divisions to have their own character that fits, you know, what they do as a business and how they go about doing business in their local marketplace.
There are certainly a variety of perspectives of what we think of a great place to work really is. Bob, can you dive into a little bit about what you think makes HP Global a great place to work?
There's four main areas that we focus on for being a great place to work. Physical safety being first, respect being second, living out our core values, and having a winning culture. And no matter what level you are in the organization or what division that you work for, you know, these are the four components of what we believe makes a great place to work and has to be in place for us to be successful with creating a great place to work.
Bob, that was a great explanation. It was really clear and simple of the four tenets. Can you go into a little bit more detail behind each one, starting with physical safety?
Physical safety is the most important, I think that's obvious. If you don't go home at the end of the day, what good is any of this stuff? And we talk about that, you know, really in, you know, nearly, you know, every meeting where we're talking about what's really important at HP Global, it's physical safety. So that's the top priority, not only to me, but to all of our employee owners. When we think safely, we really, you know, accomplish a lot of, you know, the goals that we have for the organization, you know, with taking the time to make sure, you know, that every single employee is doing their part to working safely. And so, you know, for our supervisors and leaders, that they have an expectation for safety of all of our employees, but also that they don't put unrealistic expectations around efficiency or any other item that's going to put safety at risk. And for our technical staff that's out in the field, that they're spending the time to really think about what is the most safe way to do every single job that we do. It really is a mindset. It's really something that has to be incorporated into everything we do every day.
That's so true. Physical safety plays a huge part in our business and is critical to each one of our employees, whether they're on a job site or commuting to and from home or job sites. It's certainly the most important thing for our business is to get every employee home safe every night. Thank you for that. Can we talk now a little bit about respect?
Yeah, sure. You know, respect, we don't only want to, you know, focus on respect between, you know, our work teams. And that's obviously, you know, really important. But I think respect comes into play in our relationships between the office and the field as well. And, you know, it's you see a lot and hear a lot about, you know, technicians feeling disrespected by people in the office. But frankly, you know, my experience is also, you know, we see that a lot from the field to the office as well. And so it's really a cornerstone of what HB Global is really about, to have mutual respect for everybody in our organization. And it's really, you know, we've built out sharing the value we create because we respect every single person in our organization, what they bring to the team and their importance to us achieving, you know, our goal. And, you know, just a few examples of, you know, respect from my perspective is I used to always check in, you know, when I was the division president of HB McClure, I would check in with anybody that had come out of the field into the office and was taking on a new job and just check in with them about a month, you know, after they would start the new job. And it was inevitable that all of those employees always commented like they had no idea all the things, you know, that went into the job of the people in the office and you know, all the stresses and the things that were of demand. And so, you know, I think that's a really great example, you know, just to see when your perspective changes, you're able to see, you know, how the other half lives. And, you know, what I think is important, you know, is that we actively talk about that, you know, that so we can, you know, have that respect before, you know, we actually have to experience it ourselves. And it certainly goes the other ways. You know, take me, for example. I did not grow up in the industry. And so, you know, I don't have the perspective of what the field employees go through every day. But I certainly, you know, have walked out on a roof in the middle of August in Phoenix, and it's 112 degrees. And, you know, what that does to you physically, you know, as well as in the middle of February. And it's 20 degrees and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour, and how hard it is, you know, just to, you know, put a screw in. And so all of those things, I think if we can give grace to everybody else that's in a different role than we are, we create an environment of mutual respect. And, you know, I think that that really enables us to really perform best as a team.
Thanks, Bob. I think that the topic around open dialogue and being willing to have a conversation out of curiosity, wanting to know other perspectives, really helps harness and create that environment of mutual respect. I think sometimes emotions get in the way if we know someone has a different perspective or disagrees. And the way that we deliver the message during those conversations is really key to achieving that mutual respect of the delivery and the tone. It's really important. So I think the topic of mutual respect and respecting each other and being willing to ask questions and have an open conversation are just really critical. Now, can we talk a little bit about the importance of our core values?
Yes. You know, and this has been a you know, a consistent theme of how we've lived for an organization for a very long time. But I think it's really important to keep in mind is when you spend so much time being focused on your core values, it makes it even more imperative that we live it. You know, when our employees know and understand what we stand for, what our core values are, what our culture is, I think it highlights even, you know, more starkly how important it is to live. You know, and I think that the foundational, you know, core value of trust is really of critical importance. And we spend a lot of time really talking about behaviors around these core values. And, you know, the first one with trust is we honor our commitments. Incredibly, you know, important. And when we as an organization, you know, don't honor our commitments to our employees, you know, we're going to create, it's going to be really tough for us to have a great place to work. We assume positive intent in others. You know, this goes back, really ties into, you know, respect. When we assume positive intent of everybody else in the organization and the role that they play, we create a high level of trust. And then we do the right thing. You know, we know what the right things are. We've been taught since we were kids, you know, the behaviors that are right. And so very few decisions that are really in a gray area relative to doing the right thing. And then I think our second core value of team, you know, the most important behavior is, you know, checking our ego at the door, really being about the team and what's most important for the team. Again, you know, this respect theme, you know, plays out is that we treat people with respect. And we just spent a lot of time on that, but it really ties into us being successful as a team. And we practice blameless problem solving. You know, when we circle back after a job and we're really trying to figure out how we get a little bit better, you know, that's done with blameless problem solving. If we're defensive, you know, we're not really going to learn the lessons, you know, from the mistakes we made. And that's really what the point of what we're doing. And then by far, our favorite core value, you know, to our employees is grit. And, you know, it really starts with going the extra mile, you know, that we do what we need to do in the situation, no matter what. We have a sense of urgency. You know, our customers should sense that we have a sense of urgency around serving them. You know, and I think that that is like a really important aspect, and not making excuses. You know, don't make excuses when we make mistakes, and, you know, own up to those mistakes and do better the next time, you know, I think is a really important component. And then growth is our last core value, and we work to get better every day. You know, this is really a cornerstone of who we are as an organization, is we're in this for the long haul. You know, this whole mission that we have around being a great place to work and to create value doesn't happen by doing it for just one day. We need to continually work to get just a little bit better. We do that over 5, 10, 15, 25 years. You know, we're going to achieve our objectives and we're just going to get a little bit better. You know, we're open-minded to the challenge. We are open-minded to what we need to do to get better and, you know, really be repulsed that we've always done it this way. It's just not in our DNA of how we do it. And we're lifetime learners. We can always get better. We can always do something, you know, just a little bit better than we were yesterday. And that will provide, you know, fruit to being a great place to work and creating value.
Thanks for going in a little bit more in depth into those core behaviors that support our core values. I think the great thing about our core values and the clarity you just provided around the behaviors is that it's simple and relatable of how we can all live our core values each and every day to make this a great place to work. I also think that core values are just so critical to who we are as a company and a business because it sets us apart and is our identity. Let's talk about the last tenet of being a great place to work, which is the winning culture.
Yes, no doubt. And I think this gets lost sometimes. And whenever you've, you know, been in business for a relatively, you know, long time, you know, I think you start to recognize how important it is to win. You know, have been around businesses where they're having a lot of success. And just like in sports, momentum gains and you're feeling really good, you know, about what's going on. And conversely, when you're going through tough times, and we're going to go through tough times, but it's really important, you know, to fight your way back to winning or to find some small wins, you know, in a challenging time. You know, we can't always determine what the macro environment is that we're working on, and it can make it really challenging. But winning is really important to being a great place to work. And, you know, when we talk about winning at HB Global, you know, what do we mean? And you know, this is something that I learned specifically here at our business, that we have adequate backlog of work going forward. It never fails when we take questions, you know, from our field, what is on their mind. And the most important thing is that we have work coming up, that there is going to be work to be done going forward. You know, we can be focused on retirement and creating bonuses and all the great things we do as an organization, but there's a lot of people in our organization that, you know, want to know that there's another job coming after the one that they're on. And I think that that's really important for us to recognize, you know, that's winning, you know, to our employees. And it's important for us to stay focused on that. They also want meaningful and interesting work. We do great work, you know, across the entire organization. You know, we do biotech work. We do data centers, you know, that are facilitating everything that's going on from a technology standpoint. We service healthcare in a lot of areas. We're providing, you know, elderly housing, and we also, you know, do work on the infrastructure that's needed, you know, for from warehousing to every other aspect of construction and service, and service people's homes and keep them warm and keep them cooled, you know, depending on what area of the country you're in and what time of year. All of those things are really material to the lives of our customers and our country and communities. And I think that that's really important. And then, you know, certainly all of our employees take a great amount of pride in the quality of work that we do. You know, we never just want to just get it done. You know, we want to, you know, to be proud of the work we do. And that means that we have to do it in a high quality way. And then we also want to produce superior financial results. And, you know, for us, you know, that's the ability to do that allows us, you know, to support our mission of creating value, you know, for our employee owners. And that's a critical component, you know, of winning for our organization.
Winning is such an important component for team health and excitement and visibility for our team members into seeing the efforts of everything that they've done over a period of time. And let's face it, it's fun to win. So I really appreciate you talking a little bit more about that last tenet of a winning culture. Let's look at a little bit into what each of our employee owners can do to make this a great place to work, because I think we all recognize every employee owner has a role to play in making HB Global a great place to work.
Yeah, and I think, Stacey, it's as simply as living out those four principles, you know, that we talked about. You know, we want to be, you know, safe every day. What good does it do everything that we're doing if we don't go home to our families at the end of the day? You know, that's a critical component to what we do. We all want to be respected in what we do. We all want to feel what we do is important. And, you know, not only do we have a role to take that seriously for what we do, but also respect what everybody else does. This whole company was built on that it takes all of us. You know, every single person in our company has a role to play that's really important. And then with core values being such a central part of what we do, we have to live those you know, day in and day out. And there's really behavior, you know, when we talk about those words of trust, team, grit, and growth, there's real behaviors behind all of those, you know, and I, you know, I want to give us, you know, Sal Baccio a lot of credit, you know, relative to being very thoughtful about, you know, what did those behaviors mean to us? And a few years ago, you know, we started with 6 behaviors. And over time, we've really tried to narrow it down, you know, to the 3 most important behaviors with each one of our core values, you know, that allow people to really understand what we're talking about when we talk, you know, about our core values. And then lastly, we have to win, you know, and we define, you know, as an organization, what it means to win to us. And that all of our employee owners, you know what that means. And all of those things together, living them out every day, you know, as a team, is really what we mean about being, you know, a great place to work.
Bob, thanks for talking us through the concept of what it means to be a great place to work. Would you mind sharing some of your thoughts on if we're all contributing and able to make HB Global a great place to work, what some of those benefits will be?
Yeah, I think, you know, first, we get fulfillment, you know, out of what we do from work. And let's face it, work is not the most important thing in our life, but it certainly is very important. And we're going to spend more time doing it than we do, you know, anything else. And I think if, you know, there are people out there that are trying to do as little as they possibly can. That's not what we're about at HB Global. We're really about, you know, finding fulfillment in what we do professionally and being committed to it. We're investing in ourselves both personally and professionally. You know, when we talk about the development of our employee owners, yes, we're looking to get some benefit out of that for the business because that supports our mission. But we're also, we just want to make our employee owners, you know, better people, better for themselves, better for their family, better for their communities. And we do that through, you know, not necessarily everything, you know, that we offer having a specific business purpose. We're just trying to be better people. You know, we create opportunities for stretch assignments. It's what, you know, this is one of those areas where, you know, we feel like acquisition has played such an important role in our history that it's created so many opportunities for people to take on new challenges because we're growing and thriving and creating, you know, a vibrant atmosphere for our employees. We want to give as much job autonomy as we possibly can at each level of the organization. All of us want to control, you know, our destiny to our degree. And we think that that's, you know, really important. We're going to create to support, you know, everything we do. We're going to create development programs, you know, HBU and, you know, our PAVE program being just 2 examples, you know, but we're going to create programs across, you know, every level of the organization to support the needs of our employee owners and, you know, increase productivity so that we can create value is certainly going to allow us to achieve the second part of our mission, which is to create value, you know, for our employee owners. And we're just going to create new opportunities. You know, we're growing. So that allows us for new hires. We're looking for new clients that we can do great work for. And we're certainly on the lookout for organizations that, you know, have similar core values to what we have that can be a great part of our organization going forward.
That's all very exciting and I think very rewarding benefits for our team. So thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed talking about making HB Global a great place to work with you.
Thanks, Stacey. And, you know, one of the things that I'm asked to do each week on the podcast is give a fun fact. And, you know, all of this hard work around creating a great place to work, I think has, you know, an outcome to it, which really allows for the creation of value. And, you know, our ESOP plan is not the only way that we share value with our employee owners, but it's a very important one. And in the last 13 years, you know, the fun fact is that we've created $113.5 million of value that actually sits in current and former employees' accounts today. You know, that's something that I'm really, you know, proud of for our organization. And I think it's a very concrete symbol of if you focus on creating a great place to work, it really will support the value creation piece of our mission as well.
Awesome. We love that fun fact too. Stacy, Bob, thank you so much for your time today. We'll see you guys next month for our podcast where we're going to be talking about the divisions and kind of how that structure benefits employee owners and global. So we'll see you guys then and have a great one.
Thank you.
If you have questions that you'd like answered, send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you in the next podcast.